Hey, Lex Coach Mike here, LexCoachMike.com. This is a preview or a sample part of the podcast we had. Actually, our second podcast with Mike Murphy at Colgate. Man, what a great job he's done, eh? And what an interesting coach he is. Love talking to him. Again, special thanks to our friends at Crossover for sponsoring this podcast and this preview. Man, there's a lot of people talking about this product. I use it. I love it. If you're looking for a very cost-effective way to break down your film, more and more the pro teams are using it. Many multi-sport teams are using it, or facilities are using it. Great stuff. Go check out the Crossover stuff on our website. Anyway, this is Coach Murphy talking about a drill they call the Beast Drill at Colgate. Kind of interesting, you know, because I kind of get the feeling that 70 or 80% of his practices are all done with full field transition. This is kind of a half field transition. It's actually a 6v4. He does a great job of explaining it. Don't need any help from me. Again, Lax Coach Mike, LaxCoachMike.com. Let's listen to Coach Murphy describe this drill in his own words.
Oh, man, you're awesome. Hey, Coach, I know you prepared for this interview like I prepared for it. Any drills that you have on your sheet that we missed or something you wanted to share?
Well, one of the drills, you know, we talked a lot about the unsettled through the course of our, almost our hour on the call. One of the drills that we do, we put a lot of stress on our defense, is we call it the Beast Drill. And it's a half-field drill, and it's a 6 versus 4. And what we do is we put all of our offensive players at the top of the formation, probably, you know, somewhere between the middle, let's just say the 45-yard line. So you're inside your half of the field,
right.
And then we have two groups of defensemen. There are four lines, two lines on one side, two lines on the other. The coach drops the ball in, and all six offensive players are attacking from the top of the formation. So the attackmen have to rush in and get to their spots. You know, the middies have got to either slow down to get everybody ahead of them, or those guys got to work at getting ahead of the ball. And those defensemen, it's 4 versus 6, and you better be communicating, and your stick better be up, and you better be ready to rotate as one, and all those things. And, you know, that's one of my favorite drills that we do. It's a drill that I actually stole from Rick Beardsley, who said that they used to do it all the time at Syracuse under Coach Simmons Jr. And again, it just gets your guys playing in that unsettled kind of not scripted area. And you'll be amazed at how fired up your defense gets for that, because it's like them against the world. And your offensive guys have got to be able to think on their feet quickly, you know, cut through. You would think it would be a shooting gallery with six offensive guys versus four defensive guys. But I'll tell you, there's been more times that Coach Abbott has stopped the drill to be fired up at the offense for not doing the right thing than maybe the defensive coach stops to not be for being fired up, not for the defense. So the Beast Drill is a drill that we do usually 2 to 3 times a week. We put the scoreboard on, and it's, you get 1 point for a stop, you get 2 points for a goal, and we play it for about 8 minutes, and you know, we've had some knockdown, drag out battles for that, and then the loser's gotta do either a suicide or a gasser, and there's some fists flying in that drill.
Man, I love it. I think it'd be a great drill to end practice with.
Yeah, we've done that. We've done that
conditioning work in for the shorties.
Does somebody
carry the ball into that drill, or do you roll the ground ball out? How do you start the drill?
We just basically throw the ball up. You know, there's Coach Matt Abbott, who's our volunteer coach, usually has the offensive guys. Coach Mike Abbott, who's our offensive coach, and last year Stephen Toomey was our defensive coach. They kind of stand in and around the drill. I tend to stand to the side to be able to talk to everybody. Matty flips the ball up in the air to a certain guy, whether it's an attackman or a middie, and we've got to get into our spot. So we don't do it from a ground ball, just because I want the offensive guys to start in kind of a sluggish start to get them to think quickly and get to their spots, you know, immediately on the catch of the ball.
Love it, man. I love it. Sorry, man, I'm writing.
That's okay. And a lot of times what we'll do with that is, you know, we may have a practice where we have, you know, a four-quarter practice where, you know, the first quarter maybe it's a transition drill. The second quarter it's unsettled. The third quarter it's a ride clear component. And then the fourth quarter is a regular scrimmage. And if you every time, you know, you go through that quarter, at the end of the quarter you're you're running. And then at the end of it, you got a quick timeout, and you have a chance to meet with your position coach, or if we're going into a scrimmage, the offense, the white team will meet with one coach, the maroon team will meet with the other. We'll talk about it real quick. We'll get out. We'll face it off. So again, as you said, we do practice timeouts. You know.
Hey, Hip got that pretty straightforward. Check out our article section, and you'll see my article on the beast drill from Colgate. Again, great coach. I've gotten to know him off the field a little bit. Got an interesting perspective, and you don't have to spend a lot of time before you quickly realize the reasons that he's had such success at Colgate. The full-length podcast was awesome as well. Again, Lax Coach Mike, laxcoachmike.com. Man, I'm so humbled by your support of my site and all you do. Special thanks, Crossover. Good shout-out to you guys. Until next time, God bless.